they just park the trailer in the trailer park and spend the night and ride the next day. So it took them 3 days to come because she couldn't ride too long. And they stayed in the little girl and the boy went upstairs just to look around, but they slept out of the chair. I said, Dad, it worked all the week.
Oh, my God.
But we did do. And that's when we all went out instead of all of the family coming to be together at one time. But the Christmas time and other times they'd come, but they had always all come at one time, but the boys wouldn't let me do that this time. They rented a room and all of us went up there. I forget how many there was of us.
All 7 children and their children?
All and their children. All of them, the ones from New York, yeah. And that's when the boys had me to have, be the queen, and I've got the crown that they put on me. See, we had the private room for them, and so they put, I was the queen.
Thank you.
So that thing, some of me just doing. I don't know who made it, but anyhow, that's what they had me crown me as queen of all that.
Right. Well, you certainly were the queen of all.
Well, anyhow, it was fun.
When you talk about hard times, you talking about the 30s with the Depression.
Yeah.
What was the hardest thing about it?
We had borrowed money on our furniture, and my husband's job went out of business, and we had to move out, and that's when we moved in this house, the old house, not this one, and there was just one window, and we didn't even have a stove. We borrowed money on our furniture, but we had to move because we couldn't pay rent up there. And him, his business had gone out of, and so we come here, and that's how come. That's the reason they divided up the family plantation. And this was the only one that had a house on it. Now I've got a sister that lives on the corner up here, right on the pathway. She's built there since her husband died, and the children all the way, and well, one grandson lived with her. And then I've got the other two sisters, the old maid and the widow, live a little further over on part of the land that we divided up so we'd all have lots. But Wayman kept his, and when he wanted to build us, and I said, well, I'll give you an acre. And so he didn't want to build on the corner down here facing him. He wanted to build up in the grove. And so he says, I'll pay you for the other, and he did. So I got it. I might as well. Then I don't have to pass out and say, give me something, do this. Oh, but they do. They bring you dishes, and they've got some of them that live out in the country have gardens and extra. And then hardly ever come to do them. Bring me something. I'll give you a piece of my fruit cake.
Okay.
I didn't know
that. I'm through with that.
But you just want to talk a little more.
Yeah,
well, all right, whatever. I'm all right.
We'll see.
But that's get all the fruit cakes on it.
This is good.
But I didn't cook as much as I had done time.
Did you make this for Christmas?
Uh huh. Yeah, I keep it down in the refrigerator.
It
has the nuts and the dried orange peeling. Of course, when it's cooked, you know it softens out.